This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Oddsbreakers, the number one place for shared, sharp betting information.
Welcome back to podcast 28 of 2024. I'm your host, Kiev O'Neill. You can follow me on Twitter at OBKiev. Follow us on the Oddsbreakers, follow us on social media / the Oddsbreakers. This episode is being brought to you by BetMGM. Bet $5, win $150 in free bets. Terms, conditions, and location apply. If you'd like to support the Oddsbreakers and benefit from our premium plays, please visit theoddsbreakers.com. Click shop and become a member. Become an Oddsbreakers insider for only $50 a month, where you'll get all of our premium plays from all cappers. You can also get our individual packages before the line moves. And if nothing else, please visit theoddsbreakers and become a free picks and Telegram subscriber. All right, we have a college basketball national championship game. It's a little bittersweet here. Feels like these two teams were destined to play each other from the very beginning. I had a pretty good weekend taking Purdue minus the 9 points, as well as the team total of NC State under 68.5. That's really the only Final Four bets I made. Really considered laying it with UConn. I actually did live personally, but did not give it out. But it was just one of those situations where Alabama was kind of hanging tough. And, of course, this is the finally the game where the first half wasn't covered by UConn in a while. So it was a little bit frustrating that I finally don't play the first half against UConn and they do cover. But either way, here we are. And we have a wonderful game between the two best teams in the nation. Now, I will say that there was definitely help on Purdue's side to get over there. They shot a lot of free throws this tournament. There's no denying that. UConn seems to be just blowing everybody out, though, especially when it comes to the end of the game. And that's why you have such a massive spread. UConn is now a 7-point favorite against Purdue. That's pretty big. Total is 145.5. I mean, if you look at the efficiency sites, they don't have this spread even near 7. Purdue on KenPom is a 3-point dog, just a 3-point dog on KenPom. On Haslam Metrics, Purdue is a 2-point dog. It's more like 2.33. So, it looks like the efficiency sites are really leaning towards a close game and of 2.8-point dog on Bart Torvik. So you're going from the efficiency site saying this and the rest of the world saying 7 points. Well, at least the market is saying 7 points. I don't know if the sports books are just not adjusting down, but I have to imagine that even for me, this seems to be a little high. I'm looking at the betting splits here, and it looks like 34% of the bets are on Purdue and 67% of the money, yet the spread went up. So I'm starting to think that there really wasn't much sharp action, at least as of now. But I could see some sharp action coming in on Purdue a little bit later today. I mean, looking at these two teams, they are number one and number two. That is true. It's probably the most common bracket that people filled out was Purdue versus UConn. If you look at my entry, I got a little bit more creative, had UConn beating Tennessee. But, it's between UConn and Purdue, and it's so common that if UConn loses, most people that pick UConn won't even be in the top five for getting a payment in people's brackets, right? And Purdue, same thing. If you have Purdue beating UConn and UConn wins, you might not even be sniffing a payout in these bracket challenges as well. And that's the problem with picking favorites. But at the same time, it worked this year. And unfortunately, my wife is one of the people that did this, picked the favorites, and has UConn versus Purdue. If UConn wins, she's going to take first or second place, and I'm never going to hear the freaking end of it. So that's definitely in play for me right here. But at the same time, she always is like, duh, why would you not take one seeds? They're the best team. They're worth the same amount if someone else advances. And she's right. I mean, that is true. Unless you are in confidence brackets and survivors and upset brackets that I like so much, in those situations where you are rewarded for going out on a limb. So I'm curious to see how those brackets are doing, but I still have to assume that it's, you know, most people picked UConn even those situations, right? And Purdue. Well, looking at how these teams match up, there's a little bit of a near proximity advantage for UConn, believe it or not, even with Zach Edey there. When Zach Edey is not there for Purdue, they don't have anything, it seems. You know, they also don't have a big inside presence. UConn ranks fourth in adjusted near proximity points or scoring, and Purdue ranks 129th defending it. That's Purdue's weakness, really, because Purdue does a pretty good job defending the three. But, you know, as I mentioned before about UConn, they're one of the best three-point defending teams in the nation and the best near proximity defending team in the nation. So it's really UConn's defense that looks so good. And, you know, you look at this total, 145.5. It was 146. It has certainly dropped down a little bit. There is some truth to the fact that these UConn games go a little bit statistically final, a little bit earlier, meaning they probably could pile on some more points. And that's why some of these efficiency sites have this spread so low, because maybe it's not UConn's pure strength. But you also have to think Purdue has been in this situation themselves. You know, Purdue runs the clock out a lot at the end. They beat Gonzaga by 12 points. They beat Utah State by like 40. You know, they beat NC State by 13, Grambling by 8 or 28. It's just a situation where they also haven't really lost, had it too close, except for the Tennessee situation. And we all know Tennessee was a really great team. But at the same time, how is this game going to be officiated? And that's the biggest question. Because if either of these centers get in foul trouble, there's going to be advantage for the other team. You know, I make this a 5-point spread. So I think 5 points is fair. Even though the efficiency sites are 2 or 3, market 7, I think this should be 5. Now, is it enough for me to give out a premium play in the national championship game? I'm not sure, because I think Purdue relies a lot more on whistles than UConn does. I think that Zach Edey might have a slight edge over Klingon for experience and just playing the college game itself. But I think the rest of UConn is better than Purdue if you look at the other 4 positions. You know, Tristan Newton, one of the best players in all of college basketball. Stephen Castle's been fantastic. Cam Spencer shooting 44.3% from 3. How do you like that? Alex Caravan is another big guy down low that helps out. Let's not forget Samson Johnson plays about 40% of the minutes, and he's 6'10". So they have some guys out there that they can send towards Edey, you know. And even if, you know, there's some fouls, I can see Klingon not playing a ton of defense in the beginning just so he can DM up a little bit more later. But the refs really didn't blow a lot of whistles in the final 4 games. In my opinion, they let them play, except at the end where they're trying to get Alabama back in the game, you know, and that didn't work. You know, Alabama first UConn had about 3 fouls, and about 5 minutes later, at towards the end, because they were winning by so much, they had 10 fouls. This was just one of those examples of a situation where officiating trying to keep a close game for the networks, and it didn't work. That didn't even work, and Bama relies on the 3, and here we are, UConn covering the Alabama spread. The big double-digit Alabama spread covered by a couple points. So the truth is that I would probably play Purdue if I had to. But I just think that if they're not getting the fouls for Edey, this game could also get ugly. I'm going to watch this spread. 7.5, 8 would be more in premium territory for me right now. But I doubt it gets there. I think it probably even drops back down to 6.5 with some sharper money. Now, I'm at least in a good situation here where I have UConn 10-1 to win this thing. I'm hedging some on Purdue. I think just a simple bet on Purdue should be able to cover some of that because I'm getting plus money on the other side. They're plus 267 right now on places like Bet Online, plus 245 at DraftKings. So, you know, it wouldn't take much to secure some profit from it. But at the same time, I don't want to bet too much because there's also some bets that I lost from a futures side. So I still think UConn wins, and I don't want to get too cute here. I'm definitely going to cover some of it and make some money, but also don't want to give up a ton of value and ton of my investment on a team that I think is really going to win it all. So those are my thoughts on this game. I think very, very reliant on how it's officiated with the Big Ben, yet I think the spread is a little bit too big, if that is fair. This week, we're going to have a great show because the Masters is coming, and we're going to have two wonderful guests for the Masters in Brady Cannon and Patrick Gates right here from the Odds Breakers. We're going to talk a little bit of Masters and hopefully give you some value for this big weekend. And obviously, UFC 300 is massive. I'm going to be talking that, possibly getting a guest. And we are also going to talk a little bit of NFL because that's what we do in the offseason. My friends, thank you so much for listening to this quick podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to tweet us at the Oddsbreakers. Emails at info@theoddsbreakers.com. Have a great rest of your week and go get some winning.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.